that I've passed your test. How can I prove to you, baby, I'll never let you down? If I led you around, I'm sorry, but I never meant to worry, you know. Now that I've kissed your breath, how can I prove to you, baby, I'll never make you sad? If I ever have to believe, your tears won't come back again. I love you, though the stars may fade and mountains turn to sand. I love you, till my body changes. Nothing but good times ahead. Anything that heaven can give you, I can give you instead. La 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 la. How could I lie to you, baby? I'll never leave you around. I'll take care of everything you need, darling. Every little need will be found. I love you, though the time may change and snowmen sleep in the sea. And I really
You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, back with another hour of Instant Crush. That was Two Fine People by Cat Stevens. On to Hummingbird, it's B.B. King. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
She loved me don't fly away.
Such a fool for you.
got me wrapped around your finger. Do you have to let it linger? Do you have to? Do you have to? Do you have to let it linger? You know I'm such a fool for you. You got me wrapped around your finger. Do you have to? Do you have to let it linger?
Welcome back to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Instant Crush, back for another week, midnight on Thursday night. It's Friday morning now, beautiful night here in Medford. And we just heard a cover of Linger, originally by the Cranberries. That's Royal Otis from the Sirius XM session. That came out this year. Good pull from our good friend and guest host, Henry Burns, back on the show for a second time.
Yeah, it's great to be here, guys. The first time I came on the show, I think it was like early sophomore year. I feel old and washed up now coming on as a senior.
Dang, wow.
Didn't even remember he had been here before.
It's hard to forget a place like this, though.
But the reason we have Henry here is because he is an expert on fantasy football.
Oh,
almost
gosh.
Taught a class on fantasy football here at Tufts, but they rejected him because they're losers, unfortunately.
Facts.
But he is the arbiter of all fantasy football disputes, despite the fact that he is in last place in the most important fantasy league he's in right now.
Okay.
$40 buy-in, and he's in last.
Dang.
But recently, I need to hear his opinion, unbiased, having never heard the situation before, opinion on some fantasy football drama. And you viewers can chime in, call in, tell me what you think about the politics of this fantasy football deal. Finian, you want to fill us in?
Yeah, I guess I should tell it since I'm like a third party. Well, so Jared had made a trade with another manager in our league by the name of Jackson, who basically Jared sent Dobbins and got back Devontae Adams. And the timing was quite unfortunate, at least for Jackson, because 20 minutes later, Adams gets traded to the Jets. It's also Jackson's birthday.
Which only matters for peons who don't know anything about fantasy football.
Absolutely, but I think Jackson in that moment like just panicked, and so he started texting everyone in the league.
Didn't text to the chat. He started texting everyone
individually.
I didn't even know.
Which was smart, honestly.
Yeah.
Because he basically wanted the trade to be vetoed.
I wasn't even lying. I said not a word in the chat. I didn't say a word to anyone because I assumed there was no chance anyone was vetoing this trade. This is the least vetoable trade of all time.
I think it was a sheep moment is what happened. Is like the first person vetoed or whatever, and then it just... For whatever reason, everyone was just like, yeah, sure, it's your birth, sure, because nobody really cares, and they know that your team's obviously going to get a lot better, so I think that's an underlooked aspect of it.
That's what Max said, that he thought I lost
the
trade.
But that's not playing fair, like, nobody should make a decision based on that. But anyway, long story short.
I lost my mind.
Jared got mad, rightfully so, but
talk my way out of it.
Overreacted a bit,
that's Jared O's
thing. I was sitting in, like, a really boring class, and actually got me through, because the whole time I was like, all right, let me just open up ChatGPT and ask them like what it thinks of this. So I like laid out the whole scenario and it gave me this answer and I sent that to the chat and it could basically convince a couple people. We were like, okay, we should reverse this.
I was just confused. Who in the league was under the impression that Jackson was making that trade under the impression that Devontae Adams was playing the rest of the season on the Jets? Nobody on the Raiders. It doesn't matter, but they were acting like it did. We both knew he was getting traded. That's not news. Like it was obvious.
No, you're absolutely right.
I mean, not to get in the weeds of it, but it's frankly a worse fantasy situation going to the Jets. Just you become the number two or 1A
unless
option.
Rodgers just feeds him
the
ball. Again, I'm willing to lose the trade. Like, I'm happy if he ends up sucking the rest of the year, whatever. I made the trade. It should go through, which in the end, we had decided that a la the Isaiah Thomas trade, I'd throw in another player off my bench to make it go through. But only after I'd fought for like 2 hours, made it look like I was being a crybaby. I was just not wrong. I was correct.
Well, I think the moment you offered up your team for sale was, I think...
I threatened to leave the league. I said I wouldn't come back for another year if they didn't unveto the trade.
No, I think that's fair. Vetoes are the most uncompetitive aspect of fantasy football league.
I said I don't want to play. I don't want to play in a league where like you people can veto like that. Yeah. Second of all, I don't want to play in a league where people think that's a valid veto. Yeah. Both of those things apply.
No, it's tough, especially because a lot of the people who have a vote, you know, they don't know a whole lot.
They're morons.
About fantasy football, yeah. So like. It was really only up to, like, Abe and I were the only people who I think have enough knowledge to really...
Yeah, and Abe, if you're listening, co-host of the show who's not here, you're a terrible commissioner.
I told him afterwards, I said, you just got to assert yourself in that situation, like, whatever you think.
I'm in my most important dynasty league, the commissioner of that league, like, he every single week, he checks every single team's players, and if anyone has someone on their bench who, like, should be starting, he makes them start them.
Are it's you talking about me?
No, differently.
No, because the most important league you're in is with me.
Because it's a dynasty league.
It's a dynasty.
So, anti-tanking, he's constantly on everyone, he's always in the chat, he pushes different initiatives, he's like, how should we change the league? Burns is the same thing in the league I'm in. Active commissioner, don't take the job if you're not going to do it. But I could read my text with Abe, he's telling me, you need to go organize the vote yourself. What do you mean I need to organize the vote myself? You're the commissioner,
that is
you put
job.
It up for the vote.
Yeah. You know, he told me he's taking a hands-off approach. That's what he said.
We should impeach him.
That is like the president telling people they're going to take a hands-off approach.
Yeah, like
it
what?
Is literally your job to facilitate all things to do with the league.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I got my player in the end, but I felt like I had to
as
exert myself to a level that I should not have had to do.
Well, yeah, but you know, part of that was, I think, unnecessary. It was at a certain point, I think it was you were always going to get Adams, honestly, but it was definitely...
Didn't look like it. If I hadn't fought, I wouldn't have gotten him.
I mean, even still, I think you would have ended up getting
him. When I opened my phone and the veto had gone through, and it had been like an hour, and I was like, what do you mean it got vetoed? Like,
no, I can understand. It was probably pretty funny.
My reaction, yeah, I forgot that I did threaten to leave. I threatened to never play again. I tried to sell my team. I said $20 for any player.
I was calling him a crybaby. I was like, crybaby Jared.
I mean, I was rightfully being a crybaby,
though. Don't cry, Jared. Don't cry.
I was rightfully
being a crybaby.
It's okay.
You'll get Adams. He's a tremendous player.
I'm going to win. And I am going to win now. I think my team is pretty good.
It's looking great. I mean, we'll see how Rodgers and Adams do, but that's a big upgrade.
Yeah, what even is the buy-in?
20.
20?
So you were offering the entire buy-in for one player on your team.
For any player.
No, he said anybody.
I have Saquon.
You can have any one on my team for $20.
Yeah.
Yo, that was my thing. I was in a boring ass 9 a.m. class just laughing my ass.
And I was at work and I was not getting work done. Like, I was on my phone way more than I should have been.
Yeah.
Way more than I should have been. Still better than, what's the name of your team? The Pet Eaters. Still better than the Pet Eaters.
Actually, we've switched it up.
It's the K-Hive.
Too political.
We were 1-0 with the K-Hive week one and then five straight losses once we switched the Pet Eaters.
So we're switching back.
We're going back with what worked in the past.
All right, stay tuned. We'll see how the K-Hive does in upcoming weeks. We'll get back to the music. We've got artists I play every single week. Me and Henry Burns, personal favorite of ours, Jim Croce, One Less Set of Footsteps.
We've been running away from something we both know. We've long run out of things to say, and I think I better go. So don't be getting excited when you hear that slam on door, 'cause there'll be one less set of footsteps on your floor in the morning. And we've been hiding from something that should have never gone this far. But after all, it's what we've done makes us what we are. And you've been talking in silence, but if it's silence you adore, hold every one less set of footsteps on your floor in the morning. Hold every one less set of footsteps on your floor. One less man to walk in, one less pair of jeans upon your door, one less voice a-talking. But tomorrow's a dream away, and today has turned to dust. Your silver tongue has turned to clay, and your golden rule to rust. If that's the way that you want it, well, that's the way I want it more. Set of footsteps on your floor in the morning.
if that's the way that you want it. Well, that's the way I want it more. Cause there'll be one less set of footsteps on your floor in the morning. Well, there'll be one less set of footsteps on your floor in the morning.
Faithful to thee. Christmas Day, I'm coming down, rigging the sleigh. Time, cause we know that they feel us. Three wheeler, vole pillar, acting bad for Skrilla. Swiss a burner, bouncer, turner, sitting low on fold. I'm pulling through the lot, slamming those on buttons. And I'ma slide, slip it to slide. Pop trunk, let it die, show up in my ride. Roll out the red carpet, I'ma buy the park. Ballet, piece and change, start to see my chain. Hit the club, show a little, tip the dancer, duh. Got killer in the club, four after the club. One more time for they mind, I'ma go put it down. It's that boy fat pack, yeah, I got to climb.
Watching TV, And this girl listens to the band play. She says, where have you been? I've been lying right here on the floor. Well, I got all this time to be waiting for what is mine to be.
You better aim for your target.
Uh-oh, yeah.
there's a hunger, a longing to escape from the life I live when I'm away. So let's go there, let's make our escape. Come on, let's go there. Let's ask, can we stay? Can you take me higher to a place where blind men see? Can you take me higher to a place where golden sea? Oh, I would like a world of change. It helps me to appreciate those nights and those dreams. But my friend, I'd sacrifice all those nights if I could make the earth and my dreams the same. The only difference is
Kirk Cousins once said, after a win in the NFL, that before the game, he said, quote, "We go to pray in the corner of the locker room, any guys that want to pray, so we had to turn the creed off." And Harrison Smith made a great point. Guys, this is the prayer. They're taking us higher, so we'll take it.
I was sitting in a crummy movie with my hands on my chin.
Thank you.
Oh, the violence that occurs seemed like we never will.
standing in a bar and watching all the people there. All the loneliness in this world, well, it's just not fair.
Thank you. Wait. Catch up, but I'm taking his jewelry. Catch up, but I'm taking his jewelry. Wait. Catch up and I'm taking his jewelry. Catch up and I'm taking his jewelry. I said, don't get it twisted. Just cause I smell a lot, that don't mean I'm with the foolery. When I woke up my school, all the staff fooling me. I'm like, you used to tutor me. I stay in the cut like a band-aid. And that's where my shooters be. One down, gun tuck, tool on me, tool on me. Plus switch, plus smoke. They do not know what just started. I pop a burger retarded, then mac up the Rory, then fuck up my grandmother's apartment. I'm rocking Louis V, Louis V. Cause I ain't too pressed with the young. No teller, but I'm the Messiah, the only creator. I got the drip in my pool. I cannot never, I can never kiss a whore. Fuck her life up, then go up a tour. She know we up on the board. I got the 4-5 tucked in my drawer. They like, what's with your ring? 11 carats that come with a bad bitch in a mansion. And she